Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, the place to be on December the 16th on the West Coast, or if you are on the East Coast or in the Central Time Zone, then you know it's December the 17th and the early morning hours. Before we bring on tonight's guest, and we do have a guest, great guest tonight, who has been on the show a number of times, I would just like to reference all the crazy energy that's out there today on many of the internet radio talk shows. Actually, I phoned into two shows today, Alan Stang's Sting of Stang, and I got to share a little bit of really important information about Barack Obama with him, I really enjoy Alan's show. He's an author and a very good one and a very good analyst of things that are going on in the world. And he brings a sanity and a sense of purpose and hope along with his message. And it's not always a popular message because it's not looking at the world through rose-colored glasses per se. However, often I'm listening to Alan Stang, and I hear a lot of my own work in the words that he brings forth. And you might think that that's egotistical, but it's, on a higher level, it's confirmation of what I know to be true. Often on this show, I express my feelings, my perceptions, my thoughts, my opinions, and facts that I have uncovered, which, as incredible as they may seem to be, tend to consistently turn out to be true. Now, am I 100% right all the time? No. I don't think anyone is, except God himself and maybe an army of his angels and the beings of a higher intellect that are traveling around the universe. Other than that, what is this show about? It's about bringing you the truth. It's about sharing a message, and I certainly recognize that in others. I had an opportunity this evening to congratulate Rick Adams, who has been on this Evident Footprints show several times from the beginning, even when I was on what I call the old network. And Rick has his own show on Republic Broadcasting Network, and he has been given back a second hour that was, I felt, wrongly taken away from him. But nonetheless, things always work out for the best, and Rick's back on the air 2 hours a night, Monday through Friday. This evening he had on as his special guest Dr. Kasim Khalil, who has also been on Evident Footprints a few times, and Dr. K told me tonight he's itching to come back. So those of you out there who appreciate his book, Wrongly Blamed, also The Secret Scripture, and The Magnificent Message, those are three books that I've recently read. Just absolutely fantastic research that he has conducted about 9/11, about the fallacies that we have been presented with. And tonight's show was extremely revealing by all the new information coming forth from many callers. I got a chance to speak with Dr. K and with Rick Adams, and both will be coming to Evident Footprints in the near future, so you want to be watching for that. We can look at these problems, and instead of pretending like they're not there, we can actually come with forward with some solutions, as I often discuss on this show. And it's nice to hear that happening in the Patriot movement now. There's a spiritual dimension which is starting to manifest itself within that movement, to undo the corruption in politics, all of the thievery of the central bankers and the corporate behemoths that rule the planet. And we can see light at the end of the tunnel, if I may say it that way. That said, we're going to move on with tonight's show, and hopefully we're going to be sharing some spiritual wisdom. This is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints by popular demand. Many of the listening audience have heard about his health products and would be well advised, if we get into a discussion about those products, to grab a pencil and a piece of paper and write a few things down, because I have been using these now for over a year, and I can tell you that they really work. And we're going to discuss those issues as well as some current events that are going on today. Our guest is an herbalist, an environmental scientist, and had a background in chemistry back in the days when he worked with IBM. And as well as that, he is also a real person and plays music. Anybody that plays music in my book is a real person. Welcome to Evident Footprints. Tonight's guest, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Don. Thank you, sir.
How are you on this blustery day in December?
Doing well, Don. By the Lord's good graces, always doing well, regardless of the weather outside. The Lord is good, and feeling great, and enjoying to be back on your show, Don. Thank you very much. And may I also say that I'm a big fan of Alan Stang and Rick Adams as well. Great shows.
Well, yes. Actually, I spoke to Alan maybe the last 5 minutes of his show today, and I got to speak to Rick and Dr. K for, I don't know, maybe 5-10 minutes, I don't know, somewhere around there. And there was just so much energy today. The energy was really positive. People are regrouping despite what these traitors and these criminalists are doing to our country in their attempt to destroy it and just seize more power. The general vibe today was very positive. Did you feel that too?
Yeah, I did, and I find that common with Rick and definitely Alan. Always upbeat. That's one of the reasons why I'm a fan. I enjoy listening to the shows very much. Always upbeat, Don, and that's the way we have to be. I mean, we're in a world of positive and negative. Positive in the sense of being constructive and proper in all of your thoughts, words, and actions, for the most part, 24/7, 365. And then you have the negative, which is, just like you described earlier, they're controllers, and they're unfortunately quite evil, sinister in all of their intentions. And so if we allow ourselves to get trapped in their mode, which is what they're trying to do to us, then they've got us. But if we just continue to abide in the Lord's good creation, be totally aware, like the Lord said, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. Be as smart as them. Know everything they're up to. Know that they're there. But don't be like them. Be gentle as doves. And so that's our job. But of course, they're going to push us to the point, I'm afraid, where we can only turn the cheek two times, and then, you know, if our country is in a desperate situation, are we going to turn tail, or are we going to stand up and say, hell no, no further, you commie, no good for nothing, evil, devil worshiping, lowlifes, you're not going to destroy this country, not on my watch.
Yeah, that's the general feeling I get, and you know, we've had even a few people that have guest appeared on this show. George Green, for example, who brings a very high message and one of self-empowerment. Still, I'm not totally in agreement with his own decision for me to cut and run. That's what these perpetrators are going to end up doing. That's what they're preparing for, is a quick escape route. If they determine that's the only way they're going to get out of the mess they've created for the rest of us. They never counted on as many people awakening as have awakened, Michael. And I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Sure. Definitely. I mean, I was on the trail of the Illuminati, the dark forces, the sinister forces, the controllers, the international bankster cabal. That's what they are, all of that. And 30 years ago, and you couldn't talk to anyone back then about this stuff. Nobody had a clue. And so now, yes, there's so many people. It's very encouraging. It's definitely a sign, Don, of the Lord's good graces starting to again emanate and reach the earth and wake up a lot of people that have been asleep. And it's very encouraging.
Yes, and at the same time, when we watch what has transpired and what is transpiring now, and take today's current events in the context of what has transpired, let's say in the last 6 months or a year, politically, internationally, in terms of the economy, and what we've been force-fed by the media, those of us that pay any attention to it. We can see that the game is about up, that the media is starting to panic. They really, they have lost the handle on controlling information. And when, you know, it's like the Greek riots that have been occurring for the past week or so, or maybe even more than a week, maybe it's a couple of weeks, over the financial conditions. You haven't seen a lick of that on the news, have you?
Yeah, no, you got it, Don. There you have, of course, the Rockefeller-controlled media. The media is entirely controlled. How much more proof do the Americans need to see that the mainstream media just keeps you in the dark? They give you trivia for news information, and their news is constantly negative, negative, negative. And they definitely suppress the news that's most important to our lives, all the current information, whether it's economic, political, etc. So here in Greece, you have the Greek people at the grassroots level tired of the New World Order, and they're doing something about it. And I love to hear that, and I hope the good Lord blesses them with their endeavor, and more people start to pitch in on this effort. And I hope, God willing, we'll start to see that kind of activity here.
Yes. Now we have this issue with Mumbai, and it's pretty much been revealed around the planet that the events in India were perpetrated via the CIA, MI6, and the Israeli Mossad. That's become very clear. Yet the media discusses tensions between India and Pakistan. And if you recall, you may have even been on the show when I made the prediction that we start looking at India, that this visit, this nonsensical visit that Barack Obama made when he was campaigning for the presidency, and he went over to Pakistan to enter discussions about God knows what.
Right.
I warned. Watch, something's going to start with India. And it was a matter of a few weeks, maybe a month, and we had this false flag event.
Right.
We have this piracy that's going on around the world, and these are young kids being funded and financed by this cabal, this Illuminati cabal that just wants to create terror all over the world and blame it on somebody other than themselves, just to keep the greasy wheel of the military-industrial complex spinning.
Well, yes, Don, and spinning in a specific direction, and that is towards the one-world government with the United Nations running the entire world with a one-world currency and a one-world religion. And so as they spread their terrorism, they are the terrorists, these bankers that finance all of this activity under the umbrella of terrorism and all wars. They're financing all of it. That's an established fact. So that's how it is. And they are, with their terrorism, spreading constant fear, trying to get us all totally absorbed into their mode of being, which will be constant fear, always afraid of this and that. And we just can't play into that. But clearly, that's their agenda. And as they bring this terror upon all these countries, it's all to serve one purpose, to foment a world war where they can bring everything down to such a crushing level that the whole world will be ready to embrace their final agenda of this United Nations government. God willing, it won't end up like that.
Yes, well, as far as I'm concerned, the United Nations, whether or not they've actually surreptitiously designated the land as sovereign territory, they're encroaching on our land, and they should be out of here.
Amen. Don, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of Americans aren't aware that a lot of our land in the United States belongs to the United Nations. It's considered their territory now. And it's outrageous. Right here where I live, the Hudson River, supposed to be part of their heritage, something heritage. Those commies, I can't stand them. But sure enough, our government, full of foreign agents and traitors, fully cooperating with the Rockefeller agenda. Because here in the United States, it's primarily the Rockefellers manipulating and financing all of it. You have the Rothschilds of Europe. And then all the other bankers associated with them, Goldman Sachs, Kuhn Loeb, Warburgs, Morgan, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they're, you know, as I pointed out in some of my prior research and published in articles, especially in The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 3, I specifically went into the bloodline and the connections with the Pazers and King George III, having been sent as agents to recruit all these families you're talking about, the Vanderbilts and the DuPonts and the Astors, all of these families that we consider the elite of America were traitors from the beginning, those that were actually true-blooded Americans born here. And I'm not speaking about naturalized citizens. Here we have a guy that's just been elected president of the United States that still hasn't come up with a valid certificate of live birth. He's got falsified selective service registration. Probably doesn't even have a driver's license.
Everything, his college records, everything is under wraps, totally sealed from public scrutiny or even observation or analysis. Now, what's going on here?
Yes, and the point I was going to make, Michael, is that no one who had the United States' best interests at heart would allow that to occur.
Amen.
It doesn't take even a hot dog salesman at a football game
to figure that one out.
To figure out what's going on. Where did that come from?
That's right, Dan. We are talking about simply 1 + 1 = 2 here.
Yeah, there's actually some pretty decent hot dog salesmen.
But I don't. You're right. I'm serious.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court themselves. It's outrageous how they are just refusing to acknowledge another case demanding Obama cough it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we got here? Obviously treason. Obviously high treason. The selling out of the national security of our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I've shared this in minute detail with the listening audience, that part 5 of The Three Stooges Go to Washington is going to get posted on my website tonight, or this morning, I should say. It's already past midnight. And it's a mind-blowing piece.
Yeah, Dan, what I've seen of it so far, it's stunning. Incredible research. Just amazing stuff.
And, you know, they say a picture speaks a thousand words. Well, these pictures are even speaking sign language. And I can only say that what I know people, how people are going to take this, how they are going to receive it, is going to be totally different. The evidence is here. I mean, this is irrefutable stuff.
Well, you know, Don, it's just the incredible details that you supply regarding the main essence of our dilemma. We got a guy elected without substantiating to us that he's a real American born in the United States. This is incredible. This is outrageous. It's high treason, plain and simple. People would have been swinging from tree limbs just 100 years ago. Definitely. I think 100 years ago, Americans would have just thrown ropes around the limbs and swung them all. I mean, it's quite incredible, blatant treason here.
Well, yeah. And then again, you know, we have to be careful. We don't want to mince words, because you can't commit treason in a foreign country if you are not from that country.
That's right. And then you have the foreign agents nesting in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
But there's many traitors complicit with their activities that were born in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Congressmen, senators, cabinet members.
Yes. And what is most gratifying for me, before we leave this specific topic, maybe, or maybe we won't, but... with the intention of maybe moving on to something else, after I had completed all this research and began connecting the dots in a way where it can be understood by someone, I think it reads very simply, very easily. There's a lot of facts. There's a lot of detail. But I think it's an easy read compared to some of the things where I have pored over documents and brought up specific little details and compared them to common references to facts that really can be disproven.
Well, Dan, I all your work is excellent, and I agree. I think this particular version is definitely going to be an easy read for everybody. Yes, it's great work.
Now, after I had completed the research, I was sent a link by a reader at my website and thought I should know something that that he had found on another website. And this actually came from the other side of the world, of all places, Israel. And there was a disclosure of the associations between certain international intelligence agencies and a flat-out description of the role that Stanley Ann Dunham played as a surrogate mother to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The conclusion that I came to in part 3, and again in part 4, now is dealt with in specificity in part 5, and I'm even including part of the posting that was on that Israeli website, with the intention of restoring it to the internet because it had been removed. The person got a death threat.
Oh. And,
but I got a copy of it before it was removed.
Wow.
It's uncanny how accurate
it is, though.
My
yeah,
research.
Yep, it falls right in, fits right in. It's great city done, and that's how it always is when you're pursuing the truth. It's synchronicities that... First, the truth is so, I mean, that's how it is for everyone starting out on the path of truth acquisition, where all you care about is the truth, whatever it is, and then you follow it wherever it leads you, because if it's the truth, then you're crazy not to. And so, as far as with the situation... It's so overwhelming in the beginning, you can't believe it, that it could be true. And yet, yes. The synchronicities come about, and you say, holy smokes, how could that be? Look at that. It's supporting, it's affirming what my theory was, that it is true. And then next thing you know, you've advanced more steps forward, pursuing that line of thought, finding more and more. Synchronicities, it's the mysterious way in which God works.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Michael, I knew that if my sole purpose was just to reveal the truth, to find the truth, and then reveal it and share it with others, that it would start a firestorm of research. And that's exactly what happened.
That's great.
I have more people helping me now than I could ever imagine. Unfortunately, you know, my email has been on the blink, you know, for the past couple of weeks. And so, I got an email a week ago that was sent a month prior, you know. And I was totally out of commission for a while. We go through this regularly. I say we, researchers, talk show hosts, radio networks, authors, guests on other shows, they all go through the same type of harassment because they are very fearful of this information getting out. What do they have to fear about the truth? Is it because it will expose the corruption?
Of course, Don. I mean, you know, truth, truth hurts, right? But I say...
Sounds like a good name for a radio show. You should phone that into Charlie Giuliani.
And so Charlie will say, but that's H-E-R-T-Z. Saying that truth hurts, it's a fact. However, truth only hurts those that are on the wrong side of it. Those are the ones that have something to fear of truth breaking out to the surface.
Yeah, well, those that are certainly trying to hide the truth and those that are trying to deny it, even when it's biting them in the rear end.
Sure, when it's slapping you right in the face.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of difference between the two.
No, there isn't. But the bottom line is they're trying to suppress it because they're vulnerable to it, because they're on the wrong side of truth. They're on the bad side. Otherwise, they'd be into the truth and wanting it to get out there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only describe, you know, this endeavor to produce part five, which has really been something that's been going on for 4 months. Because every time I got to a point where I thought I had everything that I could muster up in terms of research and facts and tying them together, something else would appear, magically. And so we postponed the publication, another month and another month, and things were happening on not just on my end, but, in general, to everybody, and most of all to my publishers at the Idaho Observer, even cutting it to the wire where they went to press yesterday, and something that I got in my hands yesterday prevented me from submitting it. But it's not going to stop it from being published on the web, and it'll appear in next month's version for sure.
That's great. I just hope your audience all get a chance to read it and pass it along.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
so, Don, the bottom line before you move on.
Okay.
The bottom line to all of this is we have such a major conspiracy afoot. How much more evidence does anyone need? If Obama is illegitimate, ineligible to be president of the United States, not only is he a fraud and a crook covering it up, but the whole Democratic Party, even the Republican Party, because they kept it quiet, the entire media, except for the Globe tabloid, which I just seen a few days ago, right on the cover page, questioning this Obama legitimacy. And so otherwise the entire media covering it up. You have the Electoral Committee covering it up, the Supreme Court covering it up, the Congress covering it up, the whole Senate covering it up. I mean, Did we miss anybody?
Well, did you mention the media?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
The entire
yeah.
media, except for the Globe, which did publish yeah. something I noticed a few days ago right on their cover page. So we got to give them credit. But the rest of the media, this is a major conspiracy.
Yeah, and it's...
And it's all, they're all criminal. They're all criminal.
And it's no different from this bailout issue, the fraud going on in real estate. It's all part of the same...
Sure it is.
The same
sure
scheme.
I mean, they are just putting it right in front of our face and with all arrogance, thinking that, you know, we're not going to do anything. And that's, oh boy, I just wish the Americans of 100 years ago were still around, because I just don't tolerate this stuff. When I'm going about my business and somebody, a crook, wants to harass me, well, I'm going to harass him back. In fact, I'll beat him up and take his money. And then I will go give it to some people that need it.
Yeah.
I don't tolerate crooks. I just have no time. And we're dealing with nothing but criminals in all of these various establishments in our culture, in our society. And it's outrageous. It's just incredible.
Yes.
Everybody should be talking about this 24/7. But anyway... Go ahead, Don. Let's get into something else.
Okay. Well, what do we do now that everyone's got a headache or stomach ache or some kind of rumbling in their bowels? I've been hearing a lot now about vaccines. I've been hearing a lot. You know, people are waking up to the issues of the, you know, the phony pandemics. And that seems to have taken a back seat right now because of the international issues surrounding all this financial corruption.
Yeah.
People are describing chemtrails in places that have not recently or ever been hit by them.
Oh, really? Where could that be? Because I noticed on a History Channel or Discovery Channel a while back, they were showing the remote areas of China. Beautiful mountains, just very, very remote. And I seen a chemtrail or two in the sky. So where could this be that they haven't hit yet?
Well, one area was near where Ken Adachi lives in Southern California. He's been saying, you know, for the longest time, you know, the skies have been pretty clear. He sees them from time to time. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
He's written about the sylphs and how they come and eat up the chemtrails. And
right.
I wrote an article on my site based on the pictures he took of this particular event that occurred, where he had shot film, and then he went back, or I should say video anyway, and he went back and took stills of the video and sent them to me. I posted them on my site, wrote an article, and I've had thousands of people come and look at those pictures because they show the sylphs eating the clouds up.
Yeah, that's great.
And I've talked about that in real time, where I've been amongst a group of a rather large group of people and got them involved in doing it. And you should have seen what we saw in the sky.
Well, you know, it goes to prove that Mother Nature, she's alive and well. And these evil forces that are coming after us as mere mortals, they're also attacking Mother Nature, who is no mere mortal by any means. And so they're up against her, too. And in addition, since she's our mother, if we just show the care and concern for creation itself, then we're automatically on her side. She'll protect us as well.
Yeah.
And they just can't harm us. It'll be impossible.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people I know, and I talk to people all over the country, even in different parts of the world, and Germany is being very heavily hit, Switzerland, France, England.
Don, you figure they're bumping up the dosages, the concentrations of the chemical mix, because they're getting closer to critical mass for their agenda?
I kind of picked that up. I mean, when you look outside in the morning, you're looking for the sun and you see nothing but an overcast sky, you think, oh, well, we've got this weather pattern, until this passes, we won't get to see the sun. And this lasts sometimes for weeks without seeing the sun.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
But if you book a plane flight and take off from your local airport and get above the clouds, you can see them up there spraying chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. Now, mm-hmm. these chemtrails are showing up, as I mentioned, in Southern California, in certain, let's say, exclusive beach areas. The out of the way suburbs where they've got their castles built and high maintenance beachfront properties and the like. Upstate Washington, in the island areas west of Seattle, I get a lot of email from people up there telling me that they're seeing chemtrails there now where they hadn't before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an element going on now that I'm noticing a lot more people getting sick. First of all, you have all the people that have been all summer, spring, summer, and fall out there exercising, camping, doing chores out in the yard, and really not paying attention to what's going on. And so their immune systems have been compromised.
Well, that's all diet related. And because I've been out in chemtrails since I noticed them back in 97, roughly. I was working outdoors, and I still do mostly, all summer long. And but they never affect me. But as far as done, the chemtrail activity for sure, probably dosing up the concentration in the mix. But simultaneously, they're putting it on thick as well, because just like my call with chemtrails, right at the very beginning, and I think I was the only one out there discussing it with this approach, with this theory. And I've heard a guy on a show not too long ago, he was a guest, and he said he had the information from insiders in the government as to the purpose of chemtrails, and it supported my theory, which was that primarily they're trying to use it as a filter to obstruct new energy striking the earth. These energies, these radiations, are going to have an effect on everything here. And this effect is going to be very positive for all things that are able to live in harmony. So all wildlife, basically all of Mother Nature, is going to have no problem with that. But mankind himself will have the problem, because not all of mankind is living in harmony with nature.
Yeah. Well, let's say that that's true, just on the surface, okay?
Right.
And I know you probably want to say more about that. Let's stop for a moment and let's ask a rhetorical question. What benefit does anthrax and desiccated blood have for nature or for human health?
Well, it's going to be a negative impact.
Okay, so it's not about anything positive then.
Definitely.
So there is another agenda then.
They're multitasking. While they can also create a screen, a filter, to try to obstruct these new radiations, simultaneously in that same screen, that film, that deposit, that aerosol spraying, they can also achieve other results at the physical level, trying to just poison everybody, contaminate everything, and they seem to be doing that as well. So they're multitasking, and they're very clever, very sinister, and very clever, very cunning devils we're dealing with, so no surprise there.
Yeah. Okay, you and I both agree on that, okay, which is rare. We seldom, no, I'm kidding.
Are you kidding that? I think it's rare when we disagree.
Okay, now, for the listener out there that's about to jump off the cliff out of fear, or jump out a window, or even possibly, don't do this, folks, change the channel.
Hopefully we're not causing any of that.
No, we're facing the reality here. We're not trying to mince words and pretend like this is, a ride at Disneyland.
Well, the bottom line, Don, is right. For the rookies out there just getting acquainted with this information, sure, it's shocking and could cause that kind of emotional disturbance, but for an old vet like myself, for Don, who's been on this trail for a few decades, So this is all old news. We've already learned how to handle it all.
Yeah. What would the answer to the $64,000 question be? You know, that question is, what can I do to protect myself? What should I be doing? Or what options are available to me? Because this word should implies that you're controlling the person you're imparting the information to. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to present some solutions, some options, give people the best choices available to them.
Well, Don, what I enjoy about your show is that you're informing everyone of the current situation. It's unfortunate. This is how it is. It's best to acknowledge the situation rather than pretend it's not really happening, because you're in trouble if you go down that path. So that's what you're doing, and I'm hopefully doing that too. And so then, once we come to terms with the situation, right, then we have to figure out the solutions. And that's the other great part about your show, where you're offering that. And my approach to solutions, for me personally, is I approach it, number one, spiritually. I don't participate in their counterfeit system. I stay close to Mother Nature. I stay close to Father God, my maker of my spirit. But Mother Nature can't be denied, because she clothes my spirit with a body. Clothes, as in clothing. The body's like a suit. And that's why the original scientists, when they developed the concepts to approach the analyzation of creation, Mother Nature, they termed the basic substance matter. That is Latin for mother. And so I stay close to Mother Nature at the physical level, stay close to Father God at the spiritual level. I do my best to follow His Holy Son's way of living virtuously. And I also physically, investment-wise, fortunately by the grace of the Lord, I knew at least 10 years ago to start divesting out of saving just cash and getting real savings into precious metals, which will have real tangible value in the days when the dollar becomes worthless. And now trying to do that, you're late in the game, and it's not going to be easy. But if you can pursue it and get and make that transition as much as you can afford to. And then the bottom line, no matter what, of course, is your real health is your wealth. And if you don't have your health, forget it. You'll never be able to do anything, because you'll be too weak, too sick. And then what? You'll be dependent on others for your well-being. But if you're always healthy, and this is why they're trying to poison us, if you're always healthy, you're independent. I can work anytime I want, do anything that I want, physical labor, mental job, sitting at a desk, whatever it is, I can do it, and I feel good the whole time while doing it, because I've protected my health, which is my real wealth. And then with that health, I can live productively 24/7, 365, and even manage to make some kind of money, income, providing a product or a service somebody wants, and even in hard times, still manage to get by the grace of the Lord and be productive. And you can only do that with health. And the only way you're going to sustain true, real health, where you're an energy dynamo, 24/7, ready to go, late night radio show, still ready to go. And the only way is by treating the body like a temple. And they don't teach us how to do that. They teach us how to destroy the body temple. And so the beauty of keeping the body like a temple is you'll stay young and healthy for a long time, very resilient and full of energy, and therefore having a sense of positive at the mental level, always having a positive perspective, because a healthy body is a healthy mind. Can't get away from that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, you referred to your body as your suit. And that's very true. In fact, we often call the human body undressed the birthday suit. And it seems like we start off with a birthday suit and the rest of life is spent avoiding the funeral suit.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's what you come with and that's really what you leave with.
That's all you leave with, isn't it?
Yeah. And everything else in between is just an illusion that serves a purpose. And and so, you know, we're sort of chasing our tails throughout our life, aren't we?
Unless we...
Metaphorically, I mean. You know.
Yeah, you're right. Unless we pursue the approach to living the way I just described. Because that's the purpose. Like you said, we don't take anything else with us but the birthday suit when we depart. So everything in between is just to serve a purpose. And what is that purpose? To advance creation for Father, Mother, God. And to support the Redeemer, the Christ, who came to restore imperfect nature and raise it back up to the perfect level. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May your perfection re-exist on earth as it still does in heaven. And that's the role of the Redeemer. He restores everything when an error may happen somewhere in creation. He fixes it.
Mm-hmm. And there's definitely, in the Lord's Prayer, there's definitely reference to evil. Lead us not into temptation, but mm-hmm. deliver us from evil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Acknowledge its presence.
Yes, it's there. It doesn't mean that we have to succumb to it, yet so many have given themselves up to it. And isn't it interesting, all the perversions that go along with the corruption? It's demanded.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Part of
it's a calling card. If
it's
you want
the attributes.
Yeah. If you wanna be a player, you know, on the world stage, you've gotta be a pedophile, you've gotta engage in homosexual sex. Forced. You've gotta be drugged or secretly implanted with a chip.
And Don, all of that is exactly what we're saying. You see, evil is trying to undo, to unbalance the perfection of God's creation, which is nature. And so everything you just described, these perverted sex acts and drugging up the body, it's all unnatural. And that's what they're all about. Everything anti-nature, anti-natural, that's evil to its core.
Yes, I agree. Now, for the people out there, and you know, we're getting into winter in many parts of the country. We're, you know, the weather is definitely winter-like. Some parts of the Northwest, I was told yesterday, were in the vicinity of 10 degrees below zero. They're going to get snow. They're going to have some bone-chilling weather, maybe for a long time. Sometimes these patterns last for weeks or even months with not much let-up. And people become more susceptible, not necessarily because there's a bug going around, because the bugs are always going around, but because their immune system is down, because they're not eating the right way, they're not getting their vitamin D, which they would in natural sunlight, they're not exercising, they're not involved in moving around and involved in activities that cause one to be healthy. And so they are being deprived of nutrients, and while that's occurring, the body is also shutting down. The system stops working as efficiently as it does when it's healthy and
that's right.
In that environment on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's obstructions.
Yeah. So I want to talk about what you call Michael Anthony's private stock. Now, it's just in a nutshell, I want to just say that since I have been taking your private stock, I have had boundless energy, tremendous ability to concentrate. And in fact, maybe it's a coincidental or synchronistic, but I also even notice greater expansion of my metaphysical gifts. Mm-hmm. In that things, I don't have to look at anything with any undue amount of attention or sensitivity. It just comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all true. The system toner is primarily the one doing that, along with the dragon juice and some of the tea. But as the body gets healthier and healthier, then all these higher faculties become sharper and also more awakened. And it's ultimately causing greater awareness. That's the beauty of keeping the body like a temple, because we are powerful beings when the body is like a temple. And the Lord taught us all of this, but they took it all away. And so my approach to it, Don, along with the proper diet, the Lord's diet of creation, and it's a vegetarian diet. Again, that's the truth. Just can't get around it. You can't expect to keep putting dead energy, dead atoms into your body. You are what you eat. And expect the atoms in your body to stay alive and energized if you're constantly putting dead atoms into your body. And animal flesh is dead atoms. It's going to be dirt soon.
Mm-hmm.
The atoms are not vibrating at all. And that's the basis of it all right there. Then the rest of it is to be sure you're feeding the body what it does need. And it ultimately needs light energies, because that's really why we eat, to live off the sun. So my approach had been, by the Lord's grace, my approach had been the analyzation of the various situations of ill health. One was infection. Another would be injury. And then others could be simply malfunctioning and disorders of glands and organs, or just the bone structure, or the nervous system, or the blood system. And then for real chronic situations like severe lung problem, like an asthmatic, or a severe arthritis case, I developed those for those situations. And then any kind of cancer, I had my cancer blaster formula. And then for my general maintenance was the system toner, to work on the entire body, head to toe, every gland, every organ, the bone system, the nervous system, the entire blood system, purifying the blood, cleansing all the blood vessels, and equalizing the pressure, whether it's high or low. It will center it where it belongs. And it does all that. And then the dragon juice for the daily nutrition in a delicious drink that's going to give the body instant power and energy instantaneously. As long as it goes in, it does go into the system on an empty stomach. And so that was my approach to putting my private stock formulas together, was infection killer for all infections. Doesn't matter what it is, where it is, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic, takes care of them all, simultaneously strengthening the immune system in a very, very unique way, unlike the other formulas, which do too, but not like the infection killer. And for people and animals, same with rapid heal. Any form of injury, doesn't matter how bad, where it is, even severe burns, rapid heal makes it all go away so fast. You just got to make sure you keep taking a good dose of it until that severe problem is gone. And so that was my approach for everything. And my most recent addition a few years back was the perfection of my hair formula, which will regenerate hair on a totally bald head of a guy. And that's been bald for over 25 years.
Know anybody in particular? Anybody we know?
Not yet, but that you know. But I've already had cases here, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm just waiting for that one to get established a little bit more, because it's new. But women, I've done quite a few women cases, females with severe baldness problems, all the way up into her 70s, late 70s. And they were all stunned how the hair came back, and healthy hair, nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to comment on something here, just for a moment. This is not going to be a long monologue here on my part. I was asked a question a few days ago about what made your products work, or why I thought your products worked. the question was asked, is it just because they're herbal in nature or that they're natural in nature? And I said, can you be a bit more specific in your question? And the person said, well, I have the option to take a medicine, to take a prescription, or maybe, if I'm lucky, an over-the-counter medicine or some kind of treatment or something that might do the same job. But it takes longer if it works at all, and that route tends, historically, for the most part, and most people, to just mask the symptoms. And so I was asked, what is it about an herb that makes it work? And I thought about it, and I said, you know what, let me meditate on this, because I know what my mind wants to say, but I want to bring the answer from the heart and tell you in the simplest possible way what I think occurs with any kind of natural herb that has been determined to be effective keeping the immune system healthy and keeping one in a regular positive state of general well-being. I meditated for 10 or 15 minutes, and I called this friend back, and I said, the most recurring feeling that comes through is that herbs enable the body to absorb and maintain more life force. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not toxic to the system.
It's food.
Yes.
They're technically food, and it's highly specialized food. Now, granted, all herbalists are not the same. And why that is would be the question. And because I get asked often, Michael, how do you do it? I mean, never seen anything like it. Again, just locally, a lady in her 50s with a bad shoulder. And apparently she was telling me after one bottle of Rapid Heal, it was 80% restored. And she was getting another bottle. She's like, Mike, I'm telling you, this arm was killing me for over a year. I couldn't even move it. And now look at me. And so now after three bottles, I was speaking with someone that told her about me. And she said that everybody's just stunned. They're always amazed. And Don, I'm not kidding. It's funny. I have a lot of clients around here that think I walk on water, because when they see what my formulas do, and then when they hear me in consultation or seminars and lecture, they've never seen or heard anything quite like it. And but my formulas are very elite, very special, very exclusive. And I sometimes wonder, you know, why they're better than just about anything out there. But it's if the reasons are, it's all because of the Lord. I can't take any credit for it. But they are very unique formulas. I know that for sure. I use certain herbs and stuff a lot of herbalists just haven't discovered.
Mm-hmm.
I use a lot that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But it's in the formulations, knowing how to play one herb off another with a catalytic effect, that is the key. And I just been lucky to understand all that.
Now, I noticed, and I wanted to bring this up. You mentioned your beautiful hair formula.
Mm-hmm.
And the listening audience knows that I have been faithfully taking, as promised, okay, your beautiful hair formula, along with, some other of the supplements. And after a week, I would say I noticed some drastic changes, but nothing, I say drastic, yet nothing to write home to mom about. In other words, there were differences in the structure of the hair shafts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was anticipating at some point a change in color, which is one of the things that you remarked that I would experience. And it might take a couple of months.
It's common, Don, because all of the women out there that had a lot of gray, and even Pastor Butch Paul, when he was using it for a while, I had someone remark from his church that they were commenting in the back, how his hair, his natural color, was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had quite a few women say that as well. And even me personally, I really don't have much gray at all. And everybody is usually pretty astounded because it's not normal.
Yeah.
At my age.
Now I'm experiencing that. I'm experiencing a change in the color.
Yeah, okay.
But what I notice more than that, and that's because I've got a lot of gray, you know, I'm not being impatient about it. I'm not even being, you know, self-conscious about it especially in an egotistical sense. You know,
sure.
I've had gray hair for a number of years and it doesn't bother
sure.
me, you know.
No, but nonetheless, Don, we'll definitely have you keep using it, and over time, let's see what happens. But other than that, you're noticing general texture improvements, even though you got a full lush head of hair, you're still noticing some positive improvements.
Oh yeah, the elasticity of the hair and its strength and
youthfulness.
Yeah, all of that.
Right.
You know, now the only thing that belies the texture of the hair is where I'm still gray. You know, but mm-hmm. but I'm not. You know, I'm not consumed by the thought of it changing color. You know, it.
Sure. Of course.
You know, my attitude was, if it works, that's great. If not, it's helping other aspects of hair growth.
Yes.
And
yes. Every aspect of hair growth, every single aspect, that formula literally resurrects the dead.
Yes.
On a chrome dome scalp that hasn't seen any growth for at least 25 years, it starts to even produce hair under those conditions.
So what you're saying is you don't want to accidentally get any on a ping pong ball.
Well,
and let it sit overnight.
There has to be natural occurring follicles,
yeah,
you know,
I'm just
for it to happen.
Just being visual, this is radio, you know, we can color the... the adjectives and the mental images a bit.
Sometimes there's a concern because people say, Mike, I can't get over what it's doing to the hair on my head. Is it going to start producing hair anywhere else? You know, and I'm mm-hmm. saying, no, it doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
It's really oriented towards the follicles on the head.
Well, I can tell you, too, now you would think, you know, usually when a person's hair is growing very rapidly, their nails are growing rapidly. I'm not experiencing anything like that. It's not causing my hair to take off at some unnatural growth rate.
How much are you using a month, Don?
How much what? are
beautiful
you talking the beautiful hair formula? Well, I'm following the dosage that's prescribed.
Taking 8 to 10 a day.
8. I'm doing 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening.
And it's been, what, 2 months?
It's been 2 months, yeah.
And you're not noticing an acceleration in hair growth?
I'm saying I'm not noticing an acceleration in the length of my hair, okay? Now, I'm not saying that there's hair popping up in bald spots. I have somewhat of a receded hairline, as most men my age do. However, I don't have bald spots on the top of my head. You know, I've got hair. Where I have hair, it's thick, you know.
Yeah, you've got a full head of hair, but you said you had a receding hairline. You haven't noticed anything there yet. It's still a little early for that.
Yeah.
But by the fourth month, we'll be looking forward to hearing the report on that.
Yeah, I just don't want it growing down my nose. That's the...
Yeah.
You know?
And the ears and the knuckles.
Yeah, exactly. But what I can say, you know, what I notice about my nails, fingernails I'm speaking about, are that they seem to be harder, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The biggest...
You're also taking system toner.
Oh, I'm taking system toner too, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And on a few occasions, you know, I've had to take infection killer. And when I see them spraying chemtrails, I do it just as a regimen, you know, in a lighter amount.
The body loves it.
Yes, exactly.
It just keeps it healthy.
And, you know, dragon juice, if I have a recording session and the crew is asking for something to drink the first thing they want to grab from the refrigerator is the dragon juice, isn't it?
Is that right?
they love
discovered
it.
Uh-oh.
Now
you've got a demand, a constant supply for your...
but it's got a positive impact on the creativity and the mood and all of that.
That's good to hear. As a musician, I love it. I live on the stuff, and I'm positive through everything that I do, and that's only because you're that way when you're naturally energized.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is what makes you positive.
Now, I get a lot of, why aren't you sick? Why do I keep getting sick? Mm-hmm. And you're
good.
Never sick.
There you go. Good.
Working the hours you're working, doing a radio show, and talking to the people that... I mean, there's a lot, you know, there's 8 hours a day that goes into planning a show.
Every day, that's a grueling schedule.
Every day, it's a very grueling schedule.
Especially at 1 a.m. Eastern time.
And the weekend, you know, you've got to fit chores and responsibilities in there and devotion to whatever it is you do. You know, I've got to devote time to music on several levels. You know, practice is
absolutely
one thing.
Done.
And not just one instrument, you know, and so you have to economize your time, and you're not being driven like you're on no-dos or something. You just have natural energy and focus, and you accomplish more in less time, so your time ends up being well spent.
That's a fact. You're in a groove, you're going with the flow, because you're supplying the proper nutrients and the proper chemistry. Everything I'm using is from Mother Nature. I'm not getting mineral vitamin supplements and grinding them up and putting it in. It doesn't work. You'll never get the power that way.
Yeah.
I'm using just very special foods from Mother Nature. And, of course, it's local honey from the countryside of eastern New York. And it's high-quality honey, and it's pure energy and power on the body, as long as you drink it on an empty stomach. And it keeps the body feeling in harmony with everything. And so you're flowing with everything. You're moving along, going with the flow. And that's right, Don. Those are the results because of that. That's why I just don't know any other way. Because I'm so active like you with all kinds of activities throughout the day. And you want to be successful at it all. You know, you're trying to do a good job or be as perfect as you can with all of that for the end result. And the only way that's going to happen is you got to be fully energized all the time. So you're focused, like you said. How does the mind get the clarity and the focus? The energy in the body enables it.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, it can't happen.
Now, I talked, and we all talk to people. We all know somebody that gets migraine headaches, or they get recurring headaches, or recurring sinus infections, or throat infections, or laryngitis, or, you know, all these issues related to the upper respiratory tract. And I tell people, you know, the first place you're going to be susceptible to disease is where you're breathing disease into your body. That's the easiest way to take it into your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think secondly would be to eat it. Depending on, you know, whether you're eating something healthy or something that's actually spoiled, like you were using, you know, dead animal material as an example.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell folks that I notice from Michael Anthony's private stock that I have more energy, that I'm more focused, that my moods, which I think, you know, with everything that's going on around us, even the stuff we don't see, the stuff we're not aware of, with everything that's going on, somehow I feel like I've got a shell around me, you know, a protective layer that causes all this stuff to just bounce off that shell. It doesn't even get close to me.
You got it, Don. It's that positive energy generated by the body being healthy. When we're healthy, we're spiritual. That's why the Lord was healing everybody at the physical level, because they couldn't acquire the spiritual understanding and balance with a sick body. The body is our temple, And so it's critical. And my formulas, my products deliver exactly to the body what it's looking for for it to achieve that level of health. And they do it quite effectively, where it doesn't take weeks or months, it's hours, days, and the results start to show.
Yeah, well, even 5 minutes.
Even minutes, yes. I once had a guy call me up early in the morning. I heard all about you. I'm sick again. I'm sick and tired of being sick. Can I get a bottle of the infection killer? I'm going to be passing by in a little while on my way to work. Sure, okay, I'll have one ready. So he comes over and we're talking for a while. And then while we're talking, he goes, "You got to be kidding me." First of all, he goes, "I would never think you're that old looking at you. You're in your 30s, no problem." And then he goes, "So how long is it going to take before I see results? How many days?" Or, you know, and I like, "Days? Try minutes, hours." He goes, "You're kidding." I said, "You'll see." He took some just on his way out the door. He calls me an hour later. "Hate to bother you, Mike, just letting you know I'm at work and I can't get over how good I'm already feeling. It's amazing." So yes, Don, it's true. It could take, it usually takes minutes. As long as the digestion is strong and working fine in the body, my formulas will work super fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of people who take regularly these anti-inflammatories that come under different trade names. But they're over-the-counter headache medicines, we'll say, or some are actually cold medications. And I'm not saying that those are totally worthless, but the general aspect of most medications, whether they're over-the-counter or prescription, are the very nature of what they are. They're toxins. And so is it any surprise when someone is taking a particular type of headache medicine that over a period of time, let's say they're not addressing the actual cause of the headache, they're
right.
Trying, you know, the medication causes them to become desensitized.
Medication is simply designed to mask the problem.
Exactly.
Rather than cure the problem.
Yeah, and it does that through desensitizing the areas that are being affected.
Sure.
One may be able to actually be able to breathe easier after taking a certain medication. And there's a value in that, but one must also consider what's causing it in the beginning.
Absolutely. If you want to really get rid of the problem.
Yes, exactly. So when people start coming down with kidney stones or kidney diseases or bladder infections from these medications, or, you know, total renal shutdown, you know, we've heard it all, or liver problems.
Mm-hmm.
These have become very toxic within the system, and the continued use of those products is going to kill the person or cause them to have to go into the hospital and have blood transfusions, or maybe consider a transplant of an organ, which opens up a whole new can of worms.
Once you go to them, don't expect to ever be physically normal or healthy ever again, because that's the process. Their medications, number one, mask the problem, so the problem isn't going away. It's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse because you're not doing anything about the cause. Number two, due to it being a drug, a synthetic, it's toxic to the body. It's causing its own problems that will manifest down the road as serious health issues. So you're heading down a losing path. It doesn't make any kind of sense at all. Whereas with Mother Nature, she will restore the body without harming it in any way. That's because she gave us our bodies, and from her do we get the food and the medicine to maintain those bodies. And that's the beauty of Mother Nature. It's basically simple science. However, it's very clever. And you have to have an intimacy with Mother Nature. Otherwise, forget it. You'll never know what I know.
Yeah.
As to how to formulate from plants exactly what the body needs to clear out any form of infection, you name it, saved amputations. Where out in Newport Beach, lady was going to get her leg amputated from the knee down in 2 weeks. Her husband heard about me, gave me a call. I persuaded him to go my way, even though I couldn't guarantee anything, because 2 weeks, there's no time to waste, and I couldn't guarantee. They're senior citizens. They weren't healthy, and so I couldn't guarantee anything. But I told him, I said, I'm the only shot she's got. I know the real science. I'm the only shot she's got. And so I persuaded him, and infection killer, rapid heal, followed my diet, dragon juice, herbal tea, and followed my diet strictly. He even got on a diet to support his wife, which was great. And 2 weeks later, she didn't need the operation. Infection killer, rapid heal, dragon juice. Got the body healthy enough where the healing of the leg finally came about. The infection was on its way to being totally gone. And so they postponed it. It wasn't necessary. And then by the end of the first month, Barney calls me and says, Mike, my wife looks so good. I can't get over it. When we go out, guys are flirting with her. They lost all kinds of weight in addition, follow my diet. And they came out real healthy by my approach. And so he's like saying, Mike, my wife looks so good. Guys are flirting with her. I love it, man. Thanks, Mike. And so that's how it is with Mother Nature doing the operating on the body. Everything will come out perfect. But you have to rely on someone that knows Mother Nature if you don't, so that that individual can bring you to Mother Nature and let Mother Nature do the work.
Yeah. I was a decent student in school, and especially in physiology. I loved that. And of course I became interested in the effects of music on the various energy centers of the body and the various organs of the body and harmonizing the body with the rest of the universe. So
it's not
very,
just harmonizing, it stimulates it, Don, in a constructive way.
Yeah, yeah.
The cells are actually thriving, just like I play that kind of great music in my garden, all growing season long, especially as it gets closer and closer to flowering and fruiting. I let that music, that beautiful classical and all that great quality positive music, just play all the time, and it makes everything grow. Me, my whole environment, that's the power of music. Good music, absolutely, Don.
Well, I want to encourage anybody in the listening audience that's having difficulty shaking a cold or some persistent medical problem that you've had to consult with Michael, talk to him, see if there's not a product that he has. And I can tell you that compared to what the mainstream allopathic medical community sells, the prices they sell for their wares, which we've described as masking agents, the investment that you would make in all of Michael's products would probably be less than one bottle of the best medicine that they have out there. And this is something that will last you for a long time and won't harm you. It will help you.
Yes. Thanks, Don. That's very nice for you to say that. And I will say that my formulas are all proprietary, and I have to do that because there's nothing like them. They are truly elite, very exclusive, one of a kind. You may never, ever see anything like these formulas again in their action on the body. And so I keep it proprietary. It's a science and an art. It's a trade secret. But they are definitely totally healthy and very, very effective on what I claim they will do for the body, helping it recover and restore itself from any situation. And I know they're more valuable than what I'd sell them for. And that's the beauty of it, because I want it to be that way, because it really should be that way. It shouldn't be so expensive to get well and healthy. And so I do this out of a service, and I try to, I still have the same prices, Don, for the last so many years, never even raised the prices, even though my costs have gone up on everything, doing all that I can to keep it available to everybody out there that's just struggling to survive like the rest of us, and they need to stay healthy. And so I'm trying to keep it affordable for everyone. but they're worth way more.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no getting around it. When I come in and save somebody from an operation, or this lady recently who couldn't move her arm, and now it's like 90-something percent after 3 bottles, and just almost 100%, real close, won't be long. And you can't put a price on that. Instead of, what, $75 for 3 bottles?
Yeah. Okay, Michael, unfortunately, as always, we have come to the conclusion of tonight's show, we want to thank Seth for allowing us to run a bit over here.
Thank you, Seth.
I've got you booked for another show, actually a few more shows. I think you're on every week this month, are you not?
I believe, yes, sir, Don.
Yeah.
That's great, Don. I can't believe it's already flew by another hour and a half here, but it's
yeah.
a privilege as always, Don. A lot of fun being on your show, and thank you very much for inviting me back on.
Well, we're going to have you on next week, so folks out there, be sure to look at the radio schedule at directlightproductions.com. Also, at directlightproductions.com, visit the sponsors page and have a look at Michael Anthony's private stock. His contact information is there, and I encourage you to try these products, or if you have someone, a loved one, a close friend, even an enemy, you can make them a friend by letting them know about these products. I've heard nothing but good results from anyone who's taken them, and so we want to thank you, Michael, not just for the work you do there, but for being on the show tonight, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
God bless. Thank you, Don.
And to the folks out there in internet radio land, special thanks go out to Don and now Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and for Seth Hendrick on the sound. Seth, the sound was great tonight, and I hope it was good on your end. And most of all, we want to thank the listening audience for tuning in. Tune in again tomorrow night when our guest will be Joe Church. And we're going to be talking about some pretty heavy stuff. You're going to want to listen to that. In the meantime, to my listening audience, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.